24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com and on all social networks at LADYZHE. My next guest is a young man that I had the opportunity to see perform on the floor of NAMM 2019. He is the youngest guest I have ever had on my show today. He is a tween from New Jersey, a child prodigy, mentee of Victor Wooten, TV and social media star, and an incredible bassist and musician, and a sweet young man. His name is Little Asmar. Little Asmar, how are you today?
I'm good today.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. So I wanted to say welcome, welcome, welcome. You are such a phenomenal player. I had the opportunity to see you perform a cover of Uptown Funk with another child band on a TV show. What was the name of the TV show that you were performing on?
Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey.
Oh, Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey. That is so awesome. So if you guys haven't had the opportunity to hear this young man play, I absolutely encourage you to check him out. He's phenomenal. So Little Asmar, what inspired you to pursue playing the bass at such a young age?
Well, my father inspired me to play the bass because I always heard him play the bass, and I walked in his room one day and asked him, can he teach me how to play the bass? But he started laughing because he thought I was joking. Uh-huh. But I had this, like, look, like, I want you to teach me how to play the bass.
So your father thought you were joking?
Yes.
Well, parents who are listening to the show, make sure you take your children seriously. So, Little Asmar, I want to understand, like, what is it that drew you to the bass? Like, what made you pick the bass, you know, out of everything? And how did you connect with so many legends in the music industry?
It's a feel It makes me my own world. Like, no one can stop it. And it's a cool sound to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I have to say, when I was at NAMM, I heard some other young people play as well. But one thing that I noticed, and this is one thing that a lot of artists aspire to, is to have their own sound and to really, you know, play. Like Miles Davis, he said, you know, anybody can play a note, but, you know, it's 80% how you play that note. And you got that how you play down to a science. How did you get that sauce that you play? How did you develop the sound?
Well, this is practice. You have to practice to get it right. And it's also my dad teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you said about 80%. He didn't know he was teaching me 80% at the time. Uh-huh. When he was showing me. But then I had to practice and practice to get it.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I get to like the songs.
Uh-huh. Now, when you're practicing, how many hours a day do you practice?
4.
4 hours a day?
Yes.
Do you ever get tired of practicing?
No.
Oh, so you love what you do. So, when you practice, are you just playing the songs? Are you playing scales? Or
I do all of it.
You do everything?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, what was like the hardest piece you've ever played to date? What was the hardest thing for you to learn?
Today?
Yeah. I mean, up until now, like what's been the hardest song or technique that you've had to master?
Victor Wooten.
He gave you some tough stuff to play?
But Victor Wooten, Isn't She Lovely?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Victor Wooten is quite an amazing bassist. One thing that I know, you know, from hearing him play is his, you can't even really call it double stops, because it's more notes than just two. When he plays multiple notes simultaneously on his bass, that's the technique that is definitely, you know, from a violinist perspective, because that's my main instrument, is definitely a challenge no matter what level you're at. But how have you experienced the multi-note Victor Wooten technique?
I also played violin last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for my school.
Uh-huh.
I think I did it for 2 years.
How did you like playing violin?
It was fun.
Okay. So what do you have planned for this year? I know that I've invited you to be a part of the Long Beach String Fest, which is going to be an online event this year. I'm really looking forward to you being a part of that. What other things? Your father mentioned to me some recordings. So can you expound on what plans you have coming up in the future?
Oh, yeah. My EP is coming out soon. Working in the studio now. So that's going to be coming soon.
Okay. That's awesome. So your EP, how many songs are going to be on it?
4.
4 songs? Or is it going to be originals or covers?
My own originals.
Okay, look at you. So you write your own music too?
Yes.
When did you start writing your own music?
Like from songs, probably. Like making up songs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when I was 8 years old.
And how old are you now?
12.
12, wow. So you've been writing your own music for 4 years?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome that you've been, you know, writing your own music and playing. So what places have you performed? Can you give us a rundown of your performance credits?
In Asbury Park, I played with the Daz Band.
The Daz Band?
Yes.
As in, that Daz Band?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that? What's the name of that song? Their hit. Oh, okay.
Is it I forgot the name. But the song I did play with them, I think it was I forgot the name of it. Those are the people I have played with, the Daz Band. Mm-hmm. I also played with Victor Rudin, the 5-time Grammy Award winner.
It's Let It Whip. Let It Whip is the name of the song.
Let It Whip?
Yeah, Let It Whip by the Daz Band. So you played with the Daz Band, you played with Victor Wooten, and who else have you played with?
Oh, I played with Nate Watts from Stevie Wonder's band.
Okay, okay.
And Kern Bradley.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, I've bass player.
Did you say Kern Brantley?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the music director for Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Is her tour music director.
Yes.
Okay. And who else have you played with?
I've played with Ron Bumblefoot-Dow from Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
And a lot of other famous people.
So I have a question. When you're not playing your bass, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
I would usually, when I'm not playing, I would just go on the piano and just play, my own music. Or just listen to music from YouTube, bass videos and stuff.
So I have another question for you. Have you heard of any artists like Lil Nas X lately?
No.
Okay. And I have another question for you. You have so many things that you're accomplishing. You have to put out your first EP this year. You're 12 years old. You've been mentored by Victor Wooten, some of the best in the industry. So what path do you see your music career taking as you continue to grow from strength to strength?
I want to be a bass teacher.
You want to be a bass teacher?
Yes, because I want to teach other people how to play.
Okay, okay. And do you want to teach on the college level, the high school level?
I want to teach all of it.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, I know you'll definitely reach your goals no matter what you put your mind to it. You definitely have shown yourself at such a young age to really have your intentions set. And that's amazing. I know when I was your age, I was more worried about getting those etudes right and everything else than really doing it professionally. That wasn't even something I could really conceive at the time. So I take my hat off to you. And I know other young people and parents will definitely be inspired by you, young man. Kudos to you. Now, I have a question. Do you have a guest with you today?
Yes.
Now, can you introduce who's with you, please?
My father.
Oh, hello, Dad. How are you?
All right, and you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. So I would be remiss if I didn't talk to the father, the teacher who started it all, gave birth to little Asmar. So how has this whole journey been for you as a father?
Different, exciting. I had no idea that what happened was going to even happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in a higher power, and I feel that he created this to happen. Like, my son was anointed, you know, with his playing and his skill, you know,
right.
Beyond me.
Right, right.
He surpassed me, and I've been playing for 42 years.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So, so you know, when he approached you to start playing the bass, he told us that you laughed. What else was going through your mind playing the bass?
I did. he was only 7 at the time, and he was real small, and where my, the way my room was set up, like, to come in my room, you had to step down. So okay. He was standing on the part where it's up.
Okay.
So I'm on the down part and I'm playing the bass. And he said, "Daddy, could you teach me how to play the bass guitar?" And I just looked at him and I started laughing because at that time, the whole entire bass was bigger than him.
Okay, okay.
And, but he stood there right on the step, just stood there looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him again and he had this seriousness look in his face.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I've learned about my son is that he mimics me. Everything I've done. Like, he knew how to play chess when he was like 3 or 4 years old, from sitting down, watching me play chess every day.
Oh, wow.
So he kept watching me play the bass, and I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's standing there with the seriousness, I said, "Asmar, if Daddy gets you a bass, you gonna play every day? For an hour?" He said, "Yeah." And went to Sam Mash Music Store and got him the first bass was a Micro or the Squire?
It was an Ibanez.
Okay, yeah, it was an Ibanez Micro.
Okay.
And 2 weeks into me showing him how the bass worked, the mechanics of it, what is what, I didn't even realize I had showed my son 80% of everything I knew how to play.
Wow.
In 2 weeks. I didn't know. I just kept showing him song after song after song after song after song. And it wasn't until we was in Sam Mash Music Store trying out some other basses. And the next thing I knew, the manager of the store came in the back and he said, "Hey, we have an open mic jam night here, you know, that we do. We would love for you and your son to go on stage." And that was the very first time he ever got on a stage, and he's performed from that very day on 175 stages since.
And how many days after you gave him his first lesson was that invitation?
2 weeks.
Wow.
2 weeks.
That's incredible.
And I didn't even realize until the guy at the store, he brought it to my awareness. He was standing there. He was just like, "Wow." He said, "Would you guys go up and perform? This is an open mic jam night we do on Wednesdays. And this would be incredible." And we just went up there and we actually, what did we play? Higher Ground? It might have been either Higher Ground or Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers.
Okay.
Or it could have been Camille, one of them. But he just tore it down. He just, and from that point, it just started happening. Like, and it hasn't stopped.
Wow.
We just signed last week. He's now working on an EP with some incredible people. Like, incredible people. Donald Guillaume, Christian Guillaume, between the both of them, they've worked with Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, the Fugees, Wyclef, Janet Jackson, Ciara, Mikaeli 47.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy. It just goes on. And,
yeah,
you know,
they took the lineup. Wow.
Yes, they took a lot of celebrities, you know, is really into Little Asmar.
Mm-hmm.
We get so many comments, and these guys just took on this project with a vision of this little guy is already a star, and he is phenomenal. You know, I was very gracious that, you know, they came to me on how they came to me with, you know, far as working with my son.
Right. So, Little Asmar, you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to know, do you know what music school you want to go to? Or are you going to go to music school at all? What are your plans about that?
I want my own school.
Well, there you have it. Well, I think you're just such a powerful young man. I mean, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you both, little Asmar and your father. You go by Big Asmar, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yeah, so I just think it's so inspiring to see father and son just working together and growing and going from strength to strength. So
it changed me.
Go ahead.
It changed me. When they say music really frees the soul, mm-hmm. I am a living testimony of it. You know, it was a time in my life that I was on the wrong side of life, you know. And when I got back into playing and my son came to me with the desire to play, it made me refocus on the love of what I have for the bass and the love I have for my son. So it relieved me from negative stuff and helped me build and gain so much positive energy into my circle of life.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. That is such a blessing. Well, I want to thank you guys so much. And I want to know if you have any shout outs that you want to give.
Yeah. Well, to follow him on his website, which is www.lilasmar.com. His Instagram handle is at @LILASMAR_. His YouTube is Lil Asmar, LILASMAR. Facebook is LILASMAR. Big shout outs to my man, Brian. He's our video guy. He's a good friend. He's been there for us every step of the way. Big shout outs to Garden State, Truck and Auto, Pete, DR Strings, Harkey. They sponsor him too. Yeah, Asmar, you talk. I'm talking too much. All right. Thank you.
Asmar, what shout outs do you have? Do you have any music company endorsers that endorse you that you want to shout out to? And anyone? Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Harkey Amps.
Okay.
And like my creatives that make me the bass, my sponsors, like Ibanez.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one more shout out I want to give to, and this is my third grade teacher. And sometimes every like interview I go on, I always mention it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to give shout out to the Beehive. That was when I was in third grade in my class.
Uh-huh.
And that's a shout out I want to give out to.
Okay. You giving a shout out to the Beehive, not the Bayhive?
And we like to give a shout out to you for having us.
Oh, I appreciate that. You guys are just such an incredible duo. I'm just really looking forward to, you know, just supporting the music. I mean, I'm as a musician, I am a musician, but I'm also a big fan. I just love good music. I just love good music, and I definitely admire a great musician. I've read The Music Lesson by Victor Wooten, and I see from your journey, I see that you're a living testimony to the methods that Victor Wooten outlined in his book really do work. By you 2 weeks in playing with other musicians and really getting access to these other platforms, it's just bolstered your skill and your musicality to such a high level. Now you're working with the best of the best in the world, and that's just an amazing and such a blessing, and I don't take that for granted. Kudos to you, little Asmar. Kudos to you, Dad.
Thank you.
Because it's not easy being a parent. So kudos to you and all the hard work that you put in and the sacrifices you made for your young man. So Again, you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and all social networks at LADYZHE. And also, please follow Little Asmar at www.lilasmar.com on Instagram at lilasmar underscore and Facebook and YouTube at Little Asmar. Thank you so much, you guys, for being on the show. And I want to give you the last word. Do you have any final thoughts?
We thank you again. And God is good. We just humble and we just appreciate the journey. And we thank you again for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Little Asmar, final thoughts?
Yes. We thank you for having us and God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a great day. And
you too.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.